Greetings and welcome to the Sports Rockers Podcast.
At least that's what we're calling it now.
That's what we're calling it now.
Name subject to change.
Unless we have any huge complaints from more people here in the building, but that's neither here nor there. I am Brad Taylor, host of the Weekend Line on ESPN Radio, Saturday and Sunday mornings, 9 a.m. Alongside
Dead Air Dennis from Classic Rock 92.1, and I want to give a shout-out to my friend Brian Himes, who has written and recorded the theme song for our podcast, a song called Get Your Kicks, or Get My Kicks, Get My Kicks, which you may be hearing at the Paddy Wagon this Saturday night.
Ooh, down in Richmond.
In sweet, luxurious Richmond, Kentucky.
And my name is Beerman from Classic Rock 92.1. I want to give a shout-out to Big Mac. She's the one that told us our voices were not equalized.
Well, Big Mac, I think we've got it straightened out this week. I have turned them up and turned me down.
Yeah, so, but the more you turn me down, the louder I get. You know that, right?
That's what she said as well. We got NFL football to talk about. Week one of the preseason last week. Was I betting on these games? Absolutely. Were you guys betting on these games, Beer Man?
I did not.
You did not?
I did not.
Are you a red-blooded American? Who are you?
You know, week one of the preseason, you've seen nothing.
Okay with me.
And how did you fare? Let's ask you that question.
8-6. We'll go over these trends that we're playing, and we got a lot of trends we're playing this week because we're thinking about a lot of defense because overreaction theater. A lot of points scored last week, and these lines now, these totals, they were 31-32 low last week. They're in the 40s this week. Your thoughts on the first week of preseason, Dennis Dillon?
Yeah, I learned something.
And that is?
I learned what Beer Man already knows. Don't bet on the preseason. Well, I took Brad's picks, but I was late getting them in, so I didn't get to bet on all of Brad's picks. I just got to bet on the ones that sucked. So I was
you bet on the six that he lost.
I mean, luckily I was just betting, you know, like $5 a game, but I think I went 2-7 or something horrible.
Road underdogs, 3 or less. They went 6-3 last week. Baltimore Ravens won 21 in a row. That's another cover. And we take unders, 37 or more. Those went 1-3. So a total of 8-6 on the week. And Dennis Dillon, you can't just play certain games. You either play them all or you're either all or nothing. You're either all or you don't play any at all, or else you'll be sitting there eating those ramen noodles like you are this week.
I'm taking your lackluster advice and Beer Man's solid advice and staying away from all of it.
Oh, no. I'm all over. This is my favorite week of the preseason.
Let me just tell you this, Brad Taylor. In the NFL, when you are betting on a game that can sway within the final seconds of any game between any two teams by 3 points, by a field goal or a last second touchdown or some kind of junk score, you're gonna take that in the regular season and apply it to the preseason when absolutely nobody on the field even cares.
I would like to point out the Bears won over the Kansas City Chiefs.
It might be the only time you get to point that out this year.
Weren't they down 14-0 early?
At halftime.
Yes, they were. That's the preseason.
And then you know what? They held the Chiefs to nothing after that.
So did the Bengals last year in a little bit more important game.
Your guys' thoughts on the Cincinnati Bengals, which you can hear every game, including the preseason games, live on Classic Rock 92.1. Your guys' thoughts on the Bengals first week. Should we even take anything from it with no Joe Burrow?
I find it hard to take anything out of preseason. And you know, if you're not thinking with the mentality of a coach, it's hard to.
The preseason is all predicated on individual performances anyway. I mean, it's not about scoring points. It's about watching individual players in their new assignments, especially the rookies. And that's especially what the Bengals' first game was all about because they had a lot of rookies out there.
Now, if you think we're bad bettors, there is a guy today at Caesar Sportsbook out in the desert. He put $1,500 on Will Fuller to win the most receiving touchdowns in the NFL this year. The only one problem with that, Will Fuller is not on an NFL team right now. $1,500 at 500-1.
Was it the guy that owns a mattress shop out in
Houston? No, it was not
him. Houston?
No.
That would have been in millions. $1,500 is chump change.
He put $1,500 up to win $750,000 on Will Fuller to lead the NFL in touchdown catches, and Will Fuller is sitting on his couch today just like you and I are.
That would be the equivalent of Dennis putting $1 on the Bengals to win the Super Bowl last year.
Which is what I did.
And almost won 80 bucks.
Almost won 80 bucks, yeah.
Should have hedged, but that's neither here nor there. It's water under the bridge. We're not gamblers. You got to be a gambler, not to hedge. That's right.
Listen, I just like to have fun with it, man. I don't take it that serious. I was encouraged by McFearless's 260-yard field goals in last week's preseason
game.
That's
the only thing I took from that game.
That is impressive and encouraging. So,
any thoughts on week two of the preseason coming up this week?
We should try to come up with a best bet of the weekend, each one of us. Like, what's your, what would, if you were going to bet, what would be your best bet? I mean, the Bengals are plus 5.5 points against the Giants.
I have a best bet, and they are 16-pronged best bets. I'm going under every single game. Last week, overs went 13-3, but they were all 30, 31, 32. Now all the totals this week, a lot of them are in their 40s. Mm-hmm. A little bit of overreaction. The odds makers, you know, they got burned on these last week. They're not going to get burned again. Regression to the mean. These totals are not going to go over 13 out of 16 again this week. I'm going under every single game that's 37 or higher. And right now, that's all of them. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. 16 bets for the price of one. Your guys' best bets.
I like that. I like that, actually.
I am taking the Arizona Cardinals on the money line.
Whoa, wait a minute.
Against the Baltimore Ravens.
Now, I need to hear this. This is one of my trends now. Always take the Ravens. They won 21 in a row.
I think that the backups for the Cardinals are just a notch above the backups for Baltimore. You're not going to see Kyler Murray. You're not going to see Lamar. So you bet on the backups, and I think you're betting deep, and I think Arizona's deeper than Baltimore. This is the one they lose.
What's the money line on that game?
It's 205.
Plus 205? So 10 bucks wins you $20? It's not bad.
Not bad at all.
It's going to happen.
Unless you're going up against a team that's won 21 preseason games in a row. The 72 Dolphins of preseason. And in those 21 games, they're 19-2 against the spread.
So if you're playing roulette and you've had 21 reds in a row, are you going to put it on black at that stage?
It's still 50-50.
Exactly.
It's still 50-50 the next shot.
There you go.
Are we talking coin flips here with the NFL preseason?
Arizona is a 6.5-point dog in this game.
And that's the thing, though. If schleps like me know that the Baltimore Ravens win and cover every preseason game, you know the desert knows. That's why you never see a road team in the preseason 6.5 points over anybody. But you're seeing it today.
I've got 5.5 in my book.
This is the weirdest thing I've seen. Arizona is listed as a 6.5-point dog. Baltimore is only listed as a 5-point favorite on the book that I'm looking at.
That seems like a little bit of flim-flammery.
Yeah, it looks like Vegas. Vegas is telling you, don't bet during the preseason.
Yes, that's right. You know what it sounds like to me? The preseason.
I see four games where you have road dogs of 3 or less, and those are games that I'll be going on this week as well. Panthers, Saints, Tampa, even without Tom Brady, and Cowboys at the Chargers. Those are four games I'm going with. Anybody else going with any games, or am I on my own on these?
Can I just say this? Once we get to the regular season, I feel like Dennis and I are going to be significantly more prepared and ready to lay down some cash.
Yeah,
I find it really hard to take any of this very serious. It's just, you know, I'm just glad it's back, and I'm glad it's pending, and you know, that it's on my horizon. That's exciting to me. That's all I really kind of need. But yeah, I might do what you're doing. I'm going to put $1 on every under this week. That's what I'm going to do.
Can you get 9? I think we can get 9. Especially last week, 13 out of 16 went over.
I'm going to try to make $1 this week.
I think we can. I think
the goal is $1.
Profit. Absolutely. All right, let's look at some win totals. Let's start the AFC. AFC East. Buffalo Bills. They are the favorite here. 11.5 is their win total. A little bit of juice to the over from our friends at FanDuel, one of the biggest sports books out there, kind of one of the ones that everybody uses. So -135, 11.5 to the over. A little juice on that one. Buffalo Bills, Dennis Dillon, over or under 11.5.
This is tough without being able to look at their schedule. What was their 2021 record, Brad?
They were 11-6 last year.
Mm.
And they lost to the Chiefs in the playoffs.
Yeah.
In that memorable game.
I think I'll take the over.
Going over, 11.5.
Am I reading this right? They're kicking off the season at the Rams?
Yes, you are. They are a 2.5-point favorite in that one, it looks like. They're favored against the Rams in that game.
Like this, don't get me wrong. The people in Vegas are incredibly smart. the win total to me seems like they're not really ready to go with 17 games. I think if it was a 16-game season, I would go back and forth at 11.5. On a 17-game season, I'm thinking that's an over.
I think you're right on that one. That's one where you kind of – it takes a minute to get used to these win totals and get used to all these. I think I would be with you on that one. Buffalo, they've gotten a lot of publicity. The over 11.5. I'm going over 11.5 on Buffalo, especially that division is a little bit shaky as it is. Let's talk New England Patriots. The Patriots and our good friend Bill Belichick. His total, 8.5 right now, -115 to the over. Beer Man, we'll start with you here.
I am going to go under. And a lot of that is because they don't know who the OC is. It's three defensive coaches, and the NFL is an offensive league anymore. So not only am I going under, I'm kind of going heavily under.
Wow. You have no faith in old Billy, do you?
We discussed this last
week. We did.
I think he's let his genius just go a little too far.
Bill Belichick is not going to go way under 8.5. No.
6 would be way under, in my opinion.
No.
Slight lean to the over here for me.
To the over for me as well.
If I see a little bit of juice and I see an 8.5, yeah, I'm going to say over. I'm going to say 9 or 10 wins for the Patriots here. But I'm going over on the Patriots. Let's go to the next team. Let's go to the Miami Dolphins.
All I'm saying is y'all probably should have looked at that schedule before you called it out.
Another 8.5 for Miami. A lot of juice to the over. -135 to the over. Miami Dolphins 8.5. Dennis Dillon.
What's the over? 8.5?
8.5.
I'm going over.
I think it's a 9-10 win team. So, yeah, I would go over in that one.
You guys believe in Tua?
I believe in what they've surrounded him by. He's got a solid offensive line, which he had at Alabama. They've upgraded his receiver core something fierce. His tight end.
They lost Devontae Parker, but they still have the rookie from last year.
But I don't think they were worried about losing Parker. Been injured a lot throughout his career coming out of Louisville.
You know what? I'm going to go over on the Dolphins, too. I think I've gone over all three so far, but we're going to get to some unders here quickly. I can promise you that. How about the New York Jets? They just lost their quarterback. We don't know when he's going to be back. He may be back for maybe the third or fourth game of the regular season. 5.5 is your total, New York Jets.
They may not win a game until week 12. I'm going under.
I don't see – what did you say, 5.5?
5.5.
I don't see 6 wins on this schedule.
I'm under.
Even if their quarterback was healthy.
I'm totally under on the Jets because of the quarterback situation more than anything else.
It's Joe Flacco now, isn't
it? Yes.
Yeah, but they're saying 3 weeks.
Do you trust Zach Wilson?
Oh, no, not at all. I thought it was a horrible draft pick.
Exactly. So if you got to look at these, this is the first thing that I look at when you look at win totals. Schedule, like you're talking about, coach, quarterback. Those are the three big things to look at. I'm going under. I'm with Dennis on this one. I'm going under. All right, let's go to the AFC North. Let's go ahead and start with your Cincinnati Bengals.
Hootay!
Of course, the Bengals are going to be lined up to win big this year. Or are they? The desert only says 9.5. A little bit of -130 juice to the over. 9.5, dead air Dennis, on your Cincinnati Bengals. I don't even want to ask where you're going on this one. I already know.
Well, it's the Bengals. I mean, it's okay for Vegas to undervalue them. I mean, the country undervalues them. They will perennially until they prove everybody wrong. That's a natural number, I think.
I think just looking at that and guessing what the line would be, my guess is they're going to be favored in 10 of those games.
It's a stay away from me because it's either 9 or 10.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
17-game schedule. I go right back to that.
I think they can go over it.
So, correct me if I'm wrong. Last week, you had projected the Bengals over the Ravens in that division.
Yes.
But you think the win total is going to be 9 or 10 for the division champ?
I really struggle with this because I'm a fan.
Yeah.
I can see them going 12-5, but I don't know that that's going to happen.
You and I are completely opposite in our fandom. I always have way more confidence in the Bears.
Yes.
And you always don't have enough confidence in the Bengals.
It's just the natural defense mechanism, man.
Final answer on the Bengals, dead air, Dennis.
Over.
Over 9.5.
I think it's an 11-12 win season.
I do too.
I'm going under.
Are you really?
Defending Super Bowl runner-ups have a history of not performing the next year, And if Joe Burrow, you've already had an appendectomy, if he goes down, this team's in big trouble if Joe Burrow does not last 17 games. I like my chances going under the 9.5. 9-8, 8-9, something like that. That's in the cards. But
they did upgrade the offensive line pretty nicely, though.
They did, but one hit to Joe Burrow. We saw it his rookie year, and this team is dead to rights. And
that's true of any team, though.
Right, that's absolutely, absolutely. But I'm going under on the Bengals merely because of the old Super Bowl loser mentality and Joe Burrow. Let's go to the Baltimore Ravens. Baltimore Ravens right now, they're at 10.5, but there's a lot of juice to the under, minus 120 to the under. So it's kind of like, well, the desert's telling us Baltimore is a win better. Well, there's juice on both sides to make it a little less than one win. Let's start with the beer man on this one.
So what did you say the over-under was?
10.5.
10.5. I'm going to go under, but only because I feel like that's a 10-win schedule, and they're not going to get me on that hook.
I'm going to say under as well. That division is so tough. The AFC North is such a – those teams are so accustomed to playing each other hard, and each game is up for grabs. I'm going to say under.
Pittsburgh's taking a step back. Cleveland, we don't know anything about Cleveland. Bengals, Super Bowl hangover. I like the Ravens. I like them to go over this total. I think they're going to win this division. I think they're going to go over the total. They may win this division by two games. When you play in that division, they're going to play Cincinnati or Cleveland and Pittsburgh. Those are four they probably should get right there. You can say the same about the Bengals too, but definitely with the Ravens. I'm going over the 10.5 division champions here with your Baltimore Ravens. How about those Cleveland Browns? The win total, 8.5 for your Cleveland Browns.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
A lot of juice to the under. Minus 145 to the under with Cleveland. Dead air, Dennis?
Under.
Under? I don't think I could disagree with that one.
I don't even need the schedule for it. I don't think Deshaun Watson plays. I think Cleveland made a stupid decision by hiring him. And I think you get what you pay for. You know, I think that's just bad karma, man. Why would you bring that kid in? There's plenty of good, QBs.
So let's assume for a second that Deshaun is suspended for 12 games. His first game back is going to be at the Bengals. Rivalry game. Bengals defense is pretty solid. Next one's against the Ravens. Next one's against the Saints, who has an unbelievable defense. Next one against the Commanders, and next one against the Steelers. Deshaun could come in week 12 and still go 1-5 or 1-4.
2-4.
So
2-3.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think they must be thinking Deshaun is playing after week 6, but I'm going under on the Browns.
Under 8.5 minus 145. So there's a lot of juice on that under. So yeah, I'm with you guys. I think this is an under team. Win total on the Pittsburgh Steelers. New quarterback, 7.5 out in the desert, projected to finish last of the division. Beer man.
Mike Tomlin has not had a losing season. You talk about the Super Bowl hangover. I'll talk about the fact that Tomlin, at worst, is going to be 9-8. And obviously, that is going to be an over.
Over. Tomlin is a great coach. He's one of the top-tier NFL coaches. As much as I hate to say that, it's true. And the team always plays hard for him.
Tell me your thoughts on Trubisky there, beer man.
So, the stuff that I read after Trubisky was in Buffalo and even before he got on with the Steelers, was saying that Nagy wanted to play his style of football and it didn't matter with Trubisky. I think Trubisky is finally able to play the style of football that he's good at. And like it or not, he was the first quarterback taken in that draft ahead of Watson and ahead of Mahomes. I'm not saying he's better than them, but he was put in that category out of college. I think he has that, at least the potential there.
If anybody has a chip on their shoulder.
Yeah, there's that too.
If there's ever a year that Tomlin doesn't finish over 500, this is it. No quarterbacks. It all falls apart for him this year. Pickett will be playing by midseason. Steelers under the total. That's where we're going here on this show. Beer man's looking at me like I'm crazy over there.
We need to take notes on this and revisit this later in the season.
All right. Oh, definitely. All right, two more divisions, and we'll get out of here. Let's go to the AFC South. And everybody's kind of loving the Indianapolis Colts. 9.5 win total, minus 160 juice to that over, Dead Air Dennis. 9.5 for the Colts. A lot of people are on them right now.
Well, yeah, they got to play Jacksonville twice, so there's two losses right there. Those poor, dumb Indianapolis Colts. What the hell happened last year? I mean, they had a chance to go to the playoffs, and they lost to Jacksonville. Over. God, what a soft schedule.
What's the over-under on this team again?
9.5.
Nine and a half.
9.5 for the Colts, minus 160 to the over.
Double my bet. I'm putting $2 on it.
Yeah, I mean, you got a better quarterback than you had last year.
That's a very good point for me.
You talk about chips on a shoulder, and I just think Matty Ice is an incredible quarterback who's wanting to get back to a 28-3 Super Bowl.
When he retires, he's going to be top five in like touchdowns, yards. He's going to be right up there with the best that's ever played in this game, and nobody realizes.
I just can't picture many. Realistically, you look at division winners. It's rare that you're going to have a 9-win division winner. Maybe one out of the whole league this year, but I don't think the Colts are it. You get the Texans twice. I'll take the over.
Much improved quarterback over Carson Wentz. You get Houston twice and Jacksonville twice. That's four right there that I kind of like my chances there.
I think Jacksonville is going to be a sneaky good team, but carry on.
We'll get to them in just a second. But the Colts are the better team there, so I'm going to take Jacksonville over the total as well right there. So that's
You mean Indianapolis.
I mean, yeah, Indianapolis over the total as well. So I think that's a team we all agree on. Tennessee Titans, playoff team last year, bowed out to your Bengals. 9.5 right now, the win total for the Tennessee Titans down in Nashville. Beer man.
Oof.
Under.
I want to say under. I feel like the Titans are going to step back just a tad this year.
I think we all feel that way.
By losing A.J. Brown, I mean,
replacing him with what?
Woods out of the Rams.
Robert Woods.
Who's coming off of ACL boo-boo.
Yeah, he's...
So my initial thought would be to take the under. I feel like their schedule is favorable, which doesn't make a lot of sense because they were a first-place team last year.
I've always liked Ryan Tannehill as a quarterback.
I think Tannehill is a significantly better than average quarterback.
Yeah.
But will he even last the season? They went out and got Malik Willis. They went out and got him. He'll be starting if they're out of it, they'll be playing him by the end of the season.
If they're out of it, they won't be out of it. They'll still be in it, but I sense a step back too, and I like their coach a lot as well. I like their defense. I mean, they've got great players. They got great pieces. But I'm going under.
Big step back. Yards per play last year, they were the worst team of all the playoff teams that made it last year, and they won four games last year by a field goal or less. You can sit there and say, you know, it's kind of like baseball, one-run games. Eventually, the next year, that kind of regression to the mean type thing when you have all those close wins, big time under for Tennessee.
Derrick Henry has been hurt the last 2 years toward the end of the season.
Yeah, he's got a lot of mileage, man.
Yeah, I mean, he is a beast.
I love the dude.
But you can't continue to give him the ball like you are and expect him to last.
They have to have a secondary plan. They have to have a plan B this year to run along with Derrick Henry because there's no way you can keep putting that guy through the paces.
Jacksonville Jaguars, 6.5. A lot of juice to the under, minus 135. Dead air, Dennis.
I understand the juice. I understand the number. I'm going to go over, barely.
Believe in Trevor Lawrence?
I do. One of the 6 second-year quarterbacks in the league this year.
Jacksonville, to me, is a team, I think, closer to the end of the year, a lot of teams aren't going to want to play or not look at that game and think, well, there's a W. I like the Jags this year. I like the Jags to finish second in that division this year.
Ooh, calling your shot.
Ooh. So I'll go over.
Doug Peterson, Super Bowl coach.
But that's a whole different scenario.
It is a different scenario, but he brings a winning culture and attitude.
Super Bowl coach, former quarterback, has a generational talent at quarterback who had never lost more than 2 games in a season until last year in high school, college, grade school. You know, Trevor Lawrence is the real deal. It's just now they're putting pieces around him. They realize what they've got. It's going to be a good team.
Everybody's calling a big season for Trevor Lawrence, but I don't know it's going to be that big, but he's going to have an improved. I mean, there's upgrades all around him. And that defense has never really been terrible. The defense has been decent.
through the years. You've got two great runners in that team, and Travis Etienne and
Robinson.
Yeah, James Robinson. So I don't think they have to rely on Lawrence, but they're going to force defenses to kind of creep up to guard those running backs, and then that's when Lawrence is going to kill them.
Tell us how it's going to be, Brad.
First four games at Washington, home against Indy, and then at the Chargers and the Eagles, his former team. Mm-hmm. I don't think those four games are going to go very good for them. They're not going to go very well for them. So they're going to start out probably 1-3, maybe 0-4. Not exactly where you want to do, where you want to be if you're trying to rebuild and start over again. I'm going under the total on the Jaguars. I'm not a big believer in Trevor Lawrence just yet, and I'm not a big believer in Peterson outside of Philadelphia. So
loser.
Oh, well, there you go. A friendly bucket of pride wager. We'll take the under on the Titans here, or the Jacksonville Jaguars here. Houston, Texas.
Under.
Over.
4.5 for over. Your Houston Texans.
All day. One win. They beat the Bears. Wait, who? Colts, Broncos, Bears. Oh, they beat the Bears. Yeah, sorry. Sorry. Did you see the
You game? Think the Bears are going to go 0-17.
I do.
So let's hypothetically say they do beat the Bears. I think their next potential win is the Giants.
Yeah.
And I don't really see another game that they'll be favored in.
It's close, man. It's going to be a 4-win or a 5-win season for the Texans.
I think it's going to be a 3-way battle to the number one pick, including the Texans and the two New York teams.
And who else? There's one more missing there.
Huh?
You're missing
one. Atlanta?
The Chicago Bears.
Chicago Bears. Mr. Optimism.
So you're under on the Texans.
I am under on the Texans, yeah.
I'm going to go over.
See, I was hoping you would go under so I could go over. I just could be different on that. But since you went over, I'm going under. Common sense says there's no way this team wins five games.
Let's hear it now. Davis Mills raising the Lombardi Trophy.
There you go.
And it's a sentence that will never be said again.
Only in Madden on your video
game. Yeah, there you go.
All right, let's get to this last division because we don't have much time, and I got to do a show in 10 minutes here. Kansas City Chiefs, one of the most interesting teams this year. Win total 10.5 out in the desert. Can they do it without Tyreek Hill and with Patrick Mahomes, Beerman?
I am going to go under. I have all the faith in the world in Andy Reid. I think he's one of the best ever. They just lost too much, and they have a lull every season. I think a 10-win year is about right, but I don't see an 11-win year.
They do seem to start off hot and then kind of hit a wall. Not as bad as the Arizona Cardinals do, but I'm going to take the over. I don't think they've lost that much, and I think they know what they've got, and I think that there's somewhere on that sideline is some one or two sneaky players that Andy Reid hasn't said anything about, and that's going to be just fine.
Keep in mind the division that they're in. I mean,
it's tough.
I could literally see them splitting with all three teams. I can't see them sweeping any of those three teams.
That's the key, the division. Everybody's improved. Everybody's got a better quarterback, and they lost a lot. And if you notice, when they played the Bears last week, they know that people are kind of down on them. That's why they came out early and had to show themselves. It's kind of a sign that they realize that they're going to be weaker this year than normal, and they kind of wanted to show people, hey, we're not that weak. They are weak. I'm going under the total on the Kansas City Chiefs. The L.A. Chargers, 10 is the win total out in the desert. A little bit of juice to the over, minus 125. 10 wins for the Chargers. Beer man.
This is your pick to win that division, isn't it?
Yeah, which it's kind of the trendy pick, if you want to call it that.
It is.
I don't love it. The only thing I do like about the Chargers is the consistency last year into this year. They only added pieces. They really didn't lose anything. Broncos, I think, may have some growing pains. So I think it's going to be a really close division, but I'm barely going to take the Chargers, but I'll take the over.
In real life, it would be a no bet for me because I
may agree with that too.
Yeah, I see them as a 10-win team. The Chargers, historically, and I'm referencing like the last 5 to 8 years.
Oh, you can go back to Phillip Rivers and LaDainian Tomlinson.
Have been a major choke team. They have lost so many games because of botched field goals and and whatever. So, you know, I don't see that changing. But at the same time, I know that they are an improved team and a good team. And Justin Herbert might win the passing yards award this
year.
He's
the favorite in the desert for passing yards. Yes.
Is he? Yeah. Okay. If I have to pick, I'll say under.
You're going under?
Just to be a contrarian.
Well,
because in a lot of ways, shouldn't that number be a little bit higher?
You would think so.
With them being the sexy pick?
You would think so. But at 10, you see a little bit of juice of that over too. So if it goes anywhere, it's going to go up to 10.5 before it goes anywhere. So yeah, I think I'm with you. I think I'm with the beer man. I went over. I'm going over on this one too. I think the Chargers are going to be over. I think they're going to be better off this year. Let's go out to the desert, our favorite place, the Raiders. Raiders win total, 8.5, -115 to the over.
Under.
Under for the Raiders. Why?
Yep. I don't know. I'm just not a believer. I do like their improved defense. I like that Crosby kid.
Max.
He's had two X's. Yeah, he's turned his life around, and I love stories. I like the stories of the players in the NFL. I don't know. I just don't believe that Derek Carr is that great of a quarterback. I don't think he always makes the right decisions. I think they got a hell of a tight end. You know, it's just, again, we're getting back to what Beerman said earlier. Really tough division. And, you know, I see them with a little bit of a hangover their own.
Is it 8 or 8.5?
8.5 where I'm looking at.
Ugh. I looked at their schedule, and I'm guessing they're probably going to be favored or a push in about 8 games. And I think that's right. New coach, new system. I'm going to take the under.
I'm going over. I think this is the Raiders. All this division is improved, and you're going to see people beat up on each other. 8.5. Give me 9-8 for the Raiders at least. We'll go over. One more team, the Denver Broncos. The last team we'll go over today. Russell Wilson, now your quarterback. Win total in the desert, 9.5, -135 to the over. So a lot of juice, a lot of people thinking the Broncos going to do well this year. Beer man.
Give me that line again.
9.5, -135 to the over.
Yeah, it's a 10-win team. Russell Wilson's – you hate to say, when Stafford went to the Rams, the only thing they needed was a quarterback. When Brady went to the Bucs, the only thing they needed was a quarterback. Now you look at the Broncos, the only thing they needed was a quarterback. Yeah, I'm going to say they go to the tiebreaker with the Chargers and lose it there, but I think it's an 11-win team.
They've got great running backs. They've got a great receiving core. They've got a great defense. I'll take the over.
I don't think Russell Wilson makes that big of a difference. I think he makes a difference, but not as big as they're telling us. Good team, but is it really just Russell Wilson away? I'm going to go under. I'm going to go against you guys on this one. So, we have just done the AFC win totals. Your thoughts as we wrap up episode number 2 of the Sports Rockers podcast.
I'm going to slay you guys when the regular season starts. Beer man, what do you got to say?
He's going to slay us when the
with your spear and scepter, is that what you...
No, just like last year, that's all I'm saying. Do you remember last year, Beer Man was in the lead almost the entire season, and then like the last few weeks, here I come, boom, 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 boom.
There were some secretarial errors that I will claim for having fewer games picked, or else because if I had won all the games that I missed, I could have overtaken.
Yeah, that's if I would have won all the games I missed, I would have...
Yeah.
No, the games I didn't make a pick for, that's what I'm saying. Clerical errors is what I'm saying. Kind of games in hand, as they say in hockey. Your thoughts, Beer Man?
I think karma would be that everybody in the AFC West, their starting quarterback goes down, and it's four backups at the end of the year.
There it is, ladies and gentlemen. Our parting shots from our experts from 92.1 Classic Rock, the Beer Man himself, Dead Air Dennis, and yours truly, Brad Taylor, from ESPN Radio, 92.5 and 1300. Thank you so much for listening this week. And until next time, as always, may the winners be yours.